Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Confident Woman Academy podcast. I am your host, Wendy Taylor Loftus, and today we look at how to overcome the fear of achieving your goals. Have you ever wondered how to overcome the fear of achieving your goals? Don't worry, you're not alone. We set targets for ourselves and have ambitions about what we want to achieve. But when we take aim and start heading in that direction, suddenly fear kicks in, leaving us paralyzed and full of doubt. We begin to question our abilities. We search for validation from friends and family about why we should do something else. We search for reasons why our goals are silly or pointless. And when we find these reasons, it's almost as though we feel relief. Now, we can let go of our goal and let it go to the graveyard with all the other unrealized goals. But there's a problem. What do you do when the ideas you had about that goal comes back from that graveyard and knocks at the door of your mind? What if it keeps bugging you and refuses to leave? Have you ever thought that maybe your goal had a home and that home was you? So why turn it away? Why do you fear the goal? After all, it's yours. It sounds strange, the idea that your goal can cause fear and anxiety. Surely it is what you want, and that's why you have that ambition, that dream. In last week's podcast, I asked you what is the reason for sabotaging your success and looked at the reason why someone would cause the demise of their dreams. When you look closely, we see the main reason is fear. But why feel afraid? Some might ask, what if I reach my dream and then fail? Or what if I'm not up to the task? Or, how do I know if that goal is right for me? Humans have a natural tendency to think the worst, prepare for the worst, and expect the worst. When you look closely at these fears, what you see is one question. What if I'm not enough? We all have fears when we aim for something bigger than ourselves. That is what a goal is all about, reaching for something you do not currently possess and that requires personal growth. Let me make some points for you to consider. You will grow into your goal. You shall become the person required to execute and manage it because you have walked the path and learned the lessons required. If you received that goal now, yes, it would fail. Because you have not yet earned its respect. You have not earned the right to own it. Those rights will come through lessons learned, action you take on a daily basis to reach your target. You are no different to the next person. Everyone you meet will experience doubts about what they want to achieve. They have questions, anxieties, fears and self-doubt. Do you know the only difference between those who have reached their goal and those who have not is action in the face of fear? Your goal came to you. It could have made itself known to your friend, brother, or the stranger in the street, but it came to you. Does that not tell you something? You are up to the task. If it was something you didn't really want to do, then change your mind. Also, if you do not like the goal, why are you aiming for it? Is it yours or a suggestion made by someone else and you feel obliged to see it through? Here are some simple steps to help reduce the fear. 1. Do the homework. Find out what you need to about your goal to put your mind at ease. 2. Check out the experience of those who have done something similar. Find out what they learned and see if you can learn from their experience too. 3. Be willing to accept that some of the experience will be new and requires you to grow. 4. Give yourself permission to become more than you currently are. Can you imagine if you spent your entire life as a child? Is it not better to be more today than you were yesterday? Now, I have a point that I want you to give consideration to. It is something people don't often give themselves permission to do. And it's once someone makes the point and gets them to think about it, sometimes it's almost as if their world has opened up. So I want to put to you, give yourself permission to let go. Give yourself permission to let your goal go. Life is a journey and a path you cannot avoid. You are 100% personally responsible for the journey you are taking. If you do not like it, change paths. It may require some work on your part, but would you not rather be happy and fulfilled doing something else, something you really want to do? Give yourself permission to let your goals go. Just let go. Let it drift away and think about it no more. But if it comes back, ask yourself the question, what if this goal was built for me? What if it came to me because I possess qualities that have not yet been awakened? Does that idea not excite you? Would you rather get to the end of your life and allow your dream to remain, well, just a dream? There are more unrealized dreams and goals in a graveyard than dreams that have been given life. You were born for a reason. As I have said before, no one can say it, do it, live it, breathe it like you. You are unique. Even if you had a twin, you would still be unique because your fingerprints are different, never to be repeated again. In conclusion, I want to ask, what if you reached your goal and found it was not the right fit for you? What if? Does it matter? Would you believe that the time spent on it was wasted? Or would you look in the mirror and see a person who has grown and developed new skills and abilities? Would you see someone who has learned lessons they can use in the future? Allow your goals to teach you lessons and expand your character. When your goal is out of your reach, it forces you to grow. It's no different than when you went to school unable to read. You learned to read and write. School taught you lessons you can use in everyday life. I acknowledge that not all lessons were useful, but you came away with new skills. Your goals will teach you lessons. Do not allow your fear to hold you back, because your fears arise from uncertainty. Life is a journey and it's full of uncertainties, and yet you got this far. Give yourself permission to let the goal go, but if it comes back to you, allow yourself to develop and grow, to become the person you were born to be. You have this goal for a reason. Develop your courage to live it and use it. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope it inspired you. If you like what you heard, you can subscribe on iTunes, Android, and Stitcher, and join me here every Friday. This is Wendy Taylor Loftus at the Confident Woman Academy podcast.